For Julie Johnson, politics are really personal. It's 2024, but Texas has never elected an openly gay congressperson. Instead, the Texas legislature has tried its damnedest to strip women in the LGBTQ plus community of their rights. As a Democrat, Julie has never backed down from those fights.
Radical pro-militia school board candidates are running to take over our excellent Cherry Creek schools. Jen Gibbons is openly endorsed by FEC United. Bill Leach is Gibbons' unapologetic running partner. They'll spread their conspiracy theories and violent rhetoric into our children's lives. This ad was paid for by DEMPAC.
New York's plan for less traffic, better transit, and cleaner air is now federally approved. Congestion pricing, necessary for New York's long-term health and sustainability, will raise $1 billion annually to modernize public transit and help New York reach its climate goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 85% by 2050. Nevada, we need a leader to restore our economy, and that is not Sherlyn Arrington. Sherlyn Arrington is working to let violent criminals buy guns, putting our kids and law enforcement officers in danger. We need Julie Pazina. As a businesswoman, she understands Nevada's economy from the ground up and will work to ensure a better future for all of us. The CPUC just proposed an uncapped utility tax of $24 that they intend to increase to between $50 and $80 per month, and the utilities always get what they want in the end. Will the legislature just sit idly by? They created the utility tax mess, and they need to fix it. Unless they are okay with just throwing millions of Californians to the wolves and saying, oops, sorry,